Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots nonprofit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on KX93.5.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5.
Man, that's some good stuff. I love this. This is my favorite part of the day. This is my favorite part of the week, is when we have live performances in-house.
We meet the most interesting and talented people from all over.
Yeah, we do.
So we got Chris Gruen live in studio. He's going to be chatting with us in a little bit, but first we're going to get straight into a live performance. This is off of his latest release. It's his fourth full-length called Coast and Refuge. Just dropped last Friday, and he's out here right now. He's doing his West Coast album release party and show tomorrow night. But he's going to perform a song off of it right now called What Brings You, and then we'll chat with him. It's Chris Gruen, live in studio, whenever you're ready.
All right. Let's manifest a mantra. Pull me out, western sky. Afternoon Ventura. Festival of blinding light, straight to Santa Barbara. Anonymous just passing by, yeah, crystal candelabras. Streets shine when we sing tonight. Daydream on highway. Tell the truth on the radio. Town folk look sideways. Cut your keys before you go. Monday then Sunday. Memory in the undertow. You'll change when you say. Same names down different roads. Wherever I go, wherever I go, you hear this sound. Symphony. For all the lost, all the found now, all the found. Yeah, I wanna know what brings you. How I wanna know what brings you, yeah. Oh, I wanna know what brings you around. Walk beside the ocean. Trade your shoes for gratitude. The coast, it'll tie in motions. Longitudes and latitude. Journey and devotion. Satisfied and flattered you. Shelter is that notion. Refuge is an attitude. Wherever I go, wherever I go, you hear this sound. Symphony. For all the lost, all the found now, all the found. I wanna know what brings you. How I wanna know what brings you around. Yeah, I wanna know what brings you to town. How I wanna know.
Chris Gruen live at a Pearl Street studio. What brings you?
Yeah.
Hey.
What brings you around?
That's a good lead, huh?
What brings you around, brother? Right.
You know, like you already mentioned, we're over here doing the West Coast tour and record release for Coast and Refuge. And I've been coming over here for over a decade now, but over the last 4 or 5 years, I've been doing these wonderful co-writes with three different producers in town here who are also songwriters. In town, meaning Los Angeles. And the songs just started to come together really well, and we saw that they are going to lead to a full length.
Right.
And the project is all co-writes. So The spirit and energy of that led to me trying to do co-writes wherever I was going. So we have co-writes, like I was saying, from Finland, from Sweden, working with folks in Brazil. We have, you know, some people who live on the East Coast that I was doing songs with. So that's what's bringing me around.
And that one was a co-write with Brad Gordon, who is an LA producer here, right?
That's right, yeah. And he has three other songs on this record, Face the Music, Body in Motion, which we'll also hear later maybe, and a song called By the Fire. Great songs. I just love working with him.
Right. I love the narrative, as you're saying. You have such a great narrative to your songs.
Oh, this is thank
very,
you.
Right very on. Cool.
I appreciate that. All the songs, I really do feel like every song, no matter what, how great the production, and I don't mean to simplify that as bells and whistles, often right. The production will be a subtext to any kind of story, but I believe every song should have a story that can stand on its own two legs with a single instrument.
Well said. Yeah. That's the test for me too. If you can come in with your what you wrote it on, or just you and your instrument, and play it, and it moves us and captivates us, and it really did. We were following along there, that's a great story.
Cool, man. Thank you.
And you're playing a nice little Martin there.
Yeah, this D18's brand new. Actually, just got this for the project. I've been playing before this. I had a 1944 LG. A Gibson LG2, which I loved, but it was just getting right. It was getting beat up too much.
Now you say had.
Yeah.
Is it still somewhere?
It
or
is.
What?
Okay. It is. It's in the studio. It's happily waiting for a little bit of a rebuild. It's just you need a working instrument. Right.
You can't go wrong with a D18. That's a great road and travel and working instrument. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so we're speaking with Chris Gruen, if you're just tuning in. So you are originally, you're originally from New York, but you actually live out in Worcester, Vermont.
That's right, you got it.
I said it right.
You said it right. It's a little bit bigger than a post office, but not much. We have we have the Post Office Cafe. Big shout out to those folks. We're very happy they moved into town now.
They're slapping high fives right now. He said us!
That's it. The kids can get their lattes on the way to school in the morning, you know. We have a tiny little gas station, LBJ's. We have our post office. We have our school. Other than that, we're just a bunch of hardworking farmers and loggers, and we live about 20 minutes outside of the capital city of Vermont, which is Montpelier. And some people give me a little bit of trouble for calling it a city. It's a city, but it's the smallest capital in the country. It's 8,000 to 10,000 people.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Everybody gets the image of just such charm with Vermont. Yeah. And that's what it is,
it's
right?
It's legit. Yeah. And it's not staged. Yeah. It's Norman Rockwell was painting it because it had it intrinsically, not because it was being put on. And we have a lot of dirt road main streets still in Vermont, And it's just a way of life. People are just really there for that reason, or they've been there forever, and they're making it what it is.
So how did you get started with a radio station out there?
All right.
Because that's the first time we've ever had an artist come through who also runs a community radio station.
Two hats. I ended up in central Vermont to go to Goddard College.
Right.
And it's a wonderful, it's the first independent school, small school that did independent study models and progressive education.
Hats off.
Yeah, I was born in the West Village, New York City, and moved my way up. I went to high school in Woodstock, New York, and then ended up going to Goddard College. And I was, a happy student there. Got into education out of Goddard, working in the education sector, in the arts. But I had a good radio show on their radio station when I was a student there, and I brought my students through the radio station to kind of emulate the format, the programming of that show. And then about, 15 years after I graduated, or 12 years after I graduated, they came back to me, 15 years. And they said, hey, we're imagining this director's role, which is going to, aim to expand the college and expand the station and create a service, a new kind of service to the college. And so I got that job at WGDR, Goddard College Community Radio. I've been there for about 8 years now. I have an amazing staff of about seven and a wonderful local, vibrant, programming community of about 65 folks,
right?
Which fluctuates.
Wow, that's awesome.
GDR has been on the air since 19... Well, it's actually been on the air... since the mid-60s, but it's been FM licensed since 73, so 45-year anniversary this year.
Wow.
Yeah. And I also want a big shout-out to National Federation of Community Broadcasters, who's this, the membership organization for stations like ours all over the country and really forwarding the mission of community radio as a service, you know.
So important.
Good shout-out.
Yeah. Wow. All right, WGDR.
That's right. There it is.
Check him out. All right, we're here with Chris Gruen. He's performing songs off of his fourth full-length album, Coast and Refuge, just released last Friday. Can we hear another one by chance?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's do something a little bit more in the folk vein called Coming Down Around Me.
Right.
Can I still talk into this guy?
Or this guy?
Which way do you want me?
Depends on if you want reverb or not.
Oh, I want the reverb for the song. I'm just going to set this up really quick say that this co-write was with Melissa B. Miller, who was the writer-director for All These Small Moments, the movie that this song is featured in, and just that movie just premiered at Tribeca. We were really excited about that. It's going to be out in theaters, hopefully, and I've been really loving playing in this, so I'm going to share with you guys.
Excellent.
Letters to an editor, the ones that love me send complain. They say that I'm so close to proving true that sinners become saints. And I woke up today to the sound of grace floating over rooftops, turning into rain, coming down around me. Tarnished silver in the kitchen drawer, we all serve until we wear away. Security instead of being free is what they sell in hopes that I might stay. Sound of grace floating over rooftops, turning into rain, coming down around me, coming down around me. Something changed for me last night. Maybe I'm as crazy as they say I am, but someone out there knows I'm right. Could I be worth a try? So in response to all those frightened words, I have only one thing to say. My broken joy might seem weak to them, but every dog will have his day. And I woke up today to the sound of grace floating over rooftops, turning into rain, coming down around me, coming down around me. Thank you.
man. If we didn't love you before, we're loving you now, man.
Yeah, man. That's wow. Chris Gruen live in studio. That is what I'm into right now, man. Just, you know, a story, just a guitar, right, and a
well-told story. Just, that's yeah. That's important. It can be a story, anybody, but it's got to be well-told. Mm. Yeah.
Are you a fan of John Prine by chance?
Yeah. You know, that's so funny you mentioned him. One thing I'd add to this this tour story is that I'm out with my 12-year-old daughter. First time daddy-daughter tour, rock tour.
Wow. Right.
And she's killing it. She's amazing. She's so hip. I only wish I could be as cool. She's making me look good. But we started in Austin, and they were celebrating a recent John Prine visit. And he was playing Waterloo not long before we were there. And just John Prine was kind of just swimming through the ethos of everything we were doing while we were there. Just incredible. Talk about a story. It's so simple.
I just got to see him in L.A. like a few weeks ago, and it was a highlight for me of the year.
Yeah, I can imagine.
So while you were playing, I've got a couple of messages here from folks. They're loving him in Louisiana. They're loving him here in Laguna. They're loving you in New York and Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah, they're digging you in Barcelona,
I
buddy.
I love that, man. Thank you. Thanks, Barcelona. Yeah, man. Very cool. There was a moment where we may have played a local house concert here. We were really hoping to add that to the tour. So we'll be back. I mean, we love this area.
Right. Yeah. So tomorrow, let's let our listeners know, because, you know, Laguna Beach residents, you know, slim to none that they're going to drive up to L.A.
Right.
But we have a lot of L.A. listeners.
We have a ton.
I'm sure you do.
And between here and L.A., it's endless.
Yeah. So your record release show is tomorrow night Hollywood.
That's right.
At No Name. It's off of Fairfax. It's your West Coast record release for, if you're just tuning in, Chris Gruen just dropped Coast and Refuge. It's a album of collaborations, a lot of co-writes.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit of it. It's like, you know, creating something together,
right?
You know, rather than it's not. I'm sure you've done plenty of solo writes. You know, it's good to stretch out and it definitely adds something when you put two minds or more on a creative idea,
innovation that you can't make up any other way. You know,
right? Yeah. Any speed bumps with having to collaborate?
Speed bumps in the sense that right out of the gate you are needing to lock rhythm with somebody else.
Right.
So, you know, and writing is often for people a very intimate and personal thing to do. And
you don't
really check yourself for what your pace is. You're just naturally going into it. So when you do a co-write, the first thing you're doing is, you know, feeling someone out before you even get into the creative process. And you're trying to create a kind of a safe space, really, right? So that has to happen fast, because often you don't have 12 hours to spend on a co-write. You usually have 2.5 or 3 if you're lucky.
Right.
So it all has to keep moving. It's very interesting trying to professionalize such an intimate process as songwriting. And you have to be better at it when you're doing it with somebody else. So the speed bump is, it doesn't always work out. Somebody sometimes is in the wrong mood, or they get lost and they go down the rabbit hole of their own search for the muse, and the other person's sitting there going, hello, we only have 30, 43 minutes left, all that kind of stuff.
Different sense of focus sometimes.
Do you ever find yourself like fighting for a particular line or a particular thing, and then the other person is just like, you know, not feeling it?
You know, that's so funny. Absolutely. And you can't lose your cool. Like, the only way to win that battle is to charm that person and make them feel like it's worth it. So if you start getting, you know, moody about it, it's a lost cause.
Right.
And but to watch a line that you believe so strongly in, you know, and the other person's going, nah, not at all. And you're like, oh my God, if I don't have that line in the song, this is the moment. That's my Pulitzer right there. What are you doing to me? And it gets harder if the collaboration goes from 2 to 3 people.
Oh,
you know, and now there's consensus, and you could be voted out really easy. There's a song on this record called 2008, and it's a co-write with my buddies Jim and Sam, who are a beautiful married couple, incredible, you know, singer-songwriters coming up in the neo-folk vein. And that's the only collaboration, I think, on there that's three-way writing. Anyway, there's other production splits that are three-way. And it was amazing to work with a married couple, and to like have to navigate that space.
you take on songwriter marriage counselor duties.
Exactly. Yeah, you got to be up for all that. So, Yeah, so I really love working with people in general, so it works out for me. But, you know, writing alone, too, I might get back to that soon.
Yeah, wow. So we're speaking with Chris Gruen. That was a really cool insight. Thank you for that.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, I'm a singer-songwriter myself, and I'm someone who hasn't done a lot of co-writes, you know, so It is a foreign thing, you know, to me, but it sounds like it's very rewarding.
Yeah. The last thing I would say about that is just imagine the size of the family grows, right? You're bringing camps together, so the music's going to go further afield right away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, well, tomorrow night you're going to be at No Name. It's your record release show for Coast and Refuge. We've heard a couple live performances of songs off of the album, and I think we're going to close out the session with an actual studio recording so we can get a feel for that sound.
Fabulous.
All right, what do you think we should hit?
Let's do Body in Motion. It's the lead-off track on this record. It's a lot of fun. It's kind of the vibe of the day we're getting down here in Laguna.
Oh, right on. And Body in Motion, what about the song, Tom?
This is another Brad Gordon collaboration. I wrote my part of it in Topanga Canyon. We finished the song together in his studios in L.A., and it's high energy and it's a lot of fun. Love doing it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Great. So we're gonna say goodbye with that. So let our listeners know where they can follow you online, or where would you direct them?
Great, thank you. Yeah, well, you can start with my website. It's Chris Gruen, spelled with a K-K-R-I-S. Last name is
Gruen. That's one K, not K-K-R-I-S.
Yeah, sorry. Good point. Yeah, all right. So K-R-I-S-G-R-U-E-N.com. And from there, you can branch out to all of our socials, and hopefully we'll see you on the road. And support this radio station, folks. You got a cool one down here. You guys look good down here. It sounds great. Looks great. Right by the beach. Sounds like it. I'm happy to know
you're
here.
Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. We're going to tune into WGDR. Enjoy the rest of your tour. I know you're heading up north, and then you're back to New York. So just have a blast and stop by next time you're in town.
Thank you kindly.
All right.
In the